Your Majesty, Master Dowland.
Captain Piper.
Ma'am.
I am lately displeased with you. Did I not license you as a privateer?
Yes, ma'am.
Yet you plunder our own ships as well as those of Spain.
Yes, ma'am.
Please explain.
I am a dreamer, a poet, an artist. I meant no offense, ma'am.
Sir Julius has sentenced you to death.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you no plea to make?
No! God save your majesty, I came not to cringe, but to bring you two gifts most rare.
Indeed, what might they be?
Why, what a poet can bring you, ma'am, a sweet song to sing you, and a magical horn, worth more than any gold. 'Tis a sad tribute to unrequited love. Master Dowland, a sweet lay for Her Majesty. The unicorn lay in his forest den, with flowers all garland round. A crystal tear fell down his cheek and splashed upon the ground. The birds of the wood sang serenade, but all of their warblings brought no aid. Oh, why so forlorn, Lord Unicorn? The twittering swallow cried. Art thou in love? Could the turtle dove? It cannot be denied. Can you see the unicorn, Your Highness? See him blink his watery eye. He loved an English lioness, as sadly he did sigh. I love her with a love so fine, but she my love disdaineth, and so broken-hearted I pine, no joy for me remaineth. And so the last left unicorn did fade away like mist, leaving behind but this rare horn, for she he longed to kiss, for she he longed to kiss, for she he longed to kiss.
Captain Piper, your horn pleases me greatly. I am no stranger to the ways of love, and I'm no heartless lioness. Let us retire to examine this rare one. a Coronto shall aid us, Master Dowland.